any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. You taking requests now, Chris? I see Dopey requested some Jim Croce.
I had a song pulled up. I wasn't thrilled with it. It was, I believe it was Aha.
Yeah?
And
Take on Me?
Yeah. And then I thought, okay, well, I didn't love this song anyway, so let's listen to it.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Why is it every time I look up, I see a Paula Abdul commercial going, what is, arthritis pain. That's what she's doing now? The commercials for that?
How old does that make you feel, Craig Sheeman? One of the pop icons from your day growing up is now slinging arthritis cream.
That's so funny, the way you just put that. Yeah, exactly. Like, I loved your song Straight Up. It was a great song back in the day. In fact, if you're taking requests, I mean, hell. Well, yeah, she was so former Laker girl. Then she got a couple of records, record deal, and then basically spent 10 years on American Idol or something.
Right? Yeah, and it seemed like she was, you know, enjoying it.
Yeah, then it fell apart. What happened?
Well, I think she started drinking a little too much on the set.
On the set? That's funny.
I mean, am I?
I think you're right.
She got a little slurry there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was a big American Idol guy.
Were you?
I loved it.
I've never seen an entire episode. Now, in American Idol's day, it was pulling 20, 25 million a night on viewers.
Massive numbers.
Yeah. I remember, was Kelly Clarkson the first year?
Yes.
I remember her and Justin. Lil Sweet from Dr. Pepper, in case you ever wondered what happened to his career.
He's got a new commercial out, by the way.
Does he? What's Lil Sweet doing in this one?
What is he doing? Oh, I can't remember the content. I saw it the other night. It was funny.
And Kelly Clarkson just got divorced, like, last week, so she's been in the news. But, yeah, I think that was the first year. I think I remember being aware of it, because everybody was talking about it, but I just really never locked into watching it. Maybe I saw 5 minutes of an episode here or 5 minutes there. And then, now when did Carrie Underwood come along? Like year three?
She was like year three, yeah.
Okay.
Because I believe year two was that Ruben?
Oh, I remember the name Ruben.
Ruben Studdard, man. He was my favorite.
Now, what happened to him?
He put out a few albums.
Is he still around?
Like, alive?
Or was he like, well, is he just a one, his career? Is his career still alive?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything I haven't thought about him in probably a decade.
Now, Carrie Underwood is far and above the biggest star to come out of that, right? Oh, no, well, okay, Kelly Clarkson has an argument there.
Kelly Clarkson's got, she can be included in that conversation. Who was the... There was a girl. She got voted out at like eight. She went on to have a really good career.
Really?
Who was that?
Because the idea back then was you win.
Jennifer Hudson? Is that who I'm thinking of?
No, she's an actress.
No, who am I thinking
Jennifer,
of?
No, Jennifer Hudson. That's right. I'm thinking of... yeah. Did she come through American Idol? Jennifer Hudson? Beautiful.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson came through American Idol, but she got bounced. She got bounced at like eight or five. Like, didn't even make the finale.
But somebody knew she had talent.
Went on to have a spectacular career, obviously.
Yeah.
But no, I think that you could probably go Carrie Underwood for biggest star to come out of there. Like,
Scotty, she's on Sunday Night Football.
Scotty McCreary has had a few good songs on country radio, but like outside of country, nobody knows who Scotty McCreary is.
Right.
Most everybody knows who Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson are.
So the deal was, I don't know if it was still the deal at the end. You won. You won $1 million and you won a recording contract. I know that.
Yeah.
And I remember actually feeling bad for Justin or for what's his name again? Little Sweet. What's his name?
Little Sweet. Justin Garrett, whatever it was.
Yeah. So I felt bad for him. But yeah, sometimes guys and girls that came in second or third or eighth, they were still able to get a deal. So it was worth it for them.
Yeah, Daughtry. Chris Daughtry's had a really good career. Yeah. He didn't win.
Right.
But he was fantastic.
Wow.
See, the problem is with that show is since it's all fan voting, like towards the end,
yeah.
You don't always get the best singer. You just get the most likable person.
Well, isn't that where Simon needs to step in and overrule? I mean, he's the judge of talent.
The rules are the rules.
Ryan Seacrest can't help out.
You know, Ryan Seacrest wasn't the only host the first year. He was co-host.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, can you name who the other was? Was it a big person? Big name?
No clue right now. Adam Lambert. Yes, that's another one.
Was it a two-host situation? Was one guy in the back room the whole time?
No, hold on.
I don't remember that at all. Dopey, not a fan of the new Lil Sweet commercial. Oh, my man Otis says you got $150,000 and a contract, so it wasn't like a million. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right.
Brian Dunkelman.
Brian Dunkelman was a co-host with Ryan Seacrest on American Idol in the beginning.
Season one, yeah. Yeah, they co-hosted together.
This is worthy of a wiki. I never heard of him. Is he doing anything now? And my God, what happened? And how did he get that gig? Because I tell you what, when did American Idol start? About 2000-ish?
So on his Wikipedia page, he has four sections. Career, which is then broken down into two subsections, American Idol
yeah.
and other work.
Like what? Is he an accountant? I mean, other work? That's incredible.
In 2000, he appeared in The One with the Ring, one episode of Friends.
Really?
Yeah. In November of 2019, Dunkelman was on the third episode of season one on CNBC's Back in the Game, hosted by Alex Rodriguez.
Who is Back in the Game, Dinkelman or Rodriguez? Because
no, that's where Rodriguez takes former, you know, I'm using air quotes, stars,
yeah,
and kind of helps rehabilitate them, get them back to like the drive of it, and try to get back to ruling the financials.
That's really got to bug you that you can go around and say, yeah, I started American Idol with Ryan Seacrest, and everybody knows who Ryan Seacrest is, and nobody knows this other dude.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
So he does stand-up regularly in Los Angeles at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, the Laugh
and
Factory.
And at the Improv.
Yeah.
So those are big.
Good. Those are good.
Wow. And in 2009, he pitched a TV series about his life after American Idol titled American Dinkelman. The series is a fictional account of the actor comic's life following the fictional Dinkelman as he tries to work his way back into television after American Idol.
I'll bet you Ryan Seacrest had him bumped off. I bet he threw a little cat fight behind the scenes.
I don't know if Ryan Seacrest was that powerful at that time.
Oh, here's the deal. I'm just going to go on record because I lived in Los Angeles when Ryan Seacrest came on the scene. He had a pretty highly rated top 40 radio show in the afternoons. He would always
still does.
That show is still, well, now it's mornings, right? I think it is.
Yeah, it's in still in Los Angeles.
Yes.
But syndicated, I mean.
Now, that used to be his only gig. Then he would like pop up on one of the local TV news stations as the entertainment guy, right? And in Los Angeles, that's just as important as politics, sports, weather. You got to have your Hollywood minute
yeah,
information.
Sure, yeah.
And then he would go out there and host the red carpet and all that for that particular channel. By the way, all channels go live at the red carpet every time there's an award
for
show.
For local?
All of them for local, yes. So he started doing that. Then he got the American Idol deal. Then he built Dick Clark out of the Rock and New Eve and the whole thing. And I'm like, how much does this guy ever sleep? How many jobs do you need to have? All of a sudden, just overnight, he had every job in radio and TV.
Oh, and
now he's doing the mornings with
And I'd venture to say, with Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd venture to say that he makes the most amount of money he makes is from his production gig.
Yeah, because he did the Kardashians?
He basically produces the E! Channel
right.
or the E! Network, whatever right. it's called. That's what Ryan Seacrest does.
Yeah.
He just built it in 20 years.
Now,
like that.
Here's the thing, and this isn't me sour grapes or any jealousy. I don't think Ryan Seacrest has any particular talent. He's a handsome dude. He can talk in front of a camera, which not everybody can do. He's vanilla. He's vanilla.
Yeah.
I don't know why he is such a megastar. For the life of me, cannot figure it out.
He's really not a megastar. He's just on a lot of successful things. Like, American Idol was so successful that he became a star because, like you said, he was in 25 million homes twice a week.
But if you're a household name, you are a megastar. You know who he is. Your mom knows who he is.
Yeah.
Your grandma knows who he is. I mean, in another year, your oldest son's going to know who he is if he doesn't already.
Probably, yeah.
That's megastar status.
Well, you don't have to be talented in 2020 to be a megastar.
True.
You know, Ryan Seacrest is not the only one that fits that bill.
That's true. I mean, Kim Kardashian, who I mentioned a moment ago, what talent does she have?
She doesn't have a talent. She was on an adult leaked film with Ray J, and that's why she got famous.
She has nice hair and a big booty, and because her family's on TV all the time, she's famous. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, her sister, one of the Kardashians, is a legit billionaire because of her makeup line or something like that.
So the two young ones, they're not Kardashians. They're the Jenner girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one's a Victoria's Secret model, and she's almost a – or no, she's the poor one, and she's the Victoria's Secret model.
right,
which is great.
One.
I think it's Kylie that has her own Victoria – or that has her own makeup line. She's not a billionaire yet. Oh. She's worth like $995 million.
Oh, what's it going to take to get over the edge?
So she's not there yet.
That's incredible. All right. Sports-wise, I stumbled onto something at the top of the hour I wanted to share. I thought it was pretty interesting. And it actually comes to us via Peter Burns, friend of the program, who actually was filling in today on ESPN, was he not?
Was he?
I think maybe he was in for Fitzy
today.
I didn't hear
that show.
And I don't know if he did this on his show because he tweeted it out, and he got some fascinating responses that I thought I would share. He said, what's your favorite random sports stat that just blows your mind every time you see it? And there were a few good ones that came in. And this is actually a good typical July 1st type sports talk. I'm not going to do a whole show on it, anything ridiculous like that. But I did want to share it with you. So, again, your favorite random sports stat that just blows your mind every time you see it. If you have one, text it in at 239-337-ESPN. Buster only saw this, and he texted in or tweeted in. He said, Stan Musial, his career hits 3,630, but here's the fun part. He had 1,815 at home and 1,815 hits on the road.
Nice.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Stan the man, right down the middle.
Well, we had this stat a few years ago where Bruce Bochy was exactly 500.
Yeah. As a manager.
Yeah.
With two different teams, right?
Was that it?
The Padres and then the Giants, I think it was. All right, here's another one. Some random dude texted in. Cecil Fielder hit 319 career home runs. Prince Fielder, his son, hit 319 career home runs.
Wow.
Fun fact. Another guy tweeted in. He said Larry Fitzgerald has 16 career tackles. Or 16 more tackles than dropped passes in his career. That's unbelievable. The New York Islanders won 19 straight playoff series. It says here from 1980 to 1984. No one will ever match that again. And then some get a little less interesting after that. But, wow. Oh, here's one from Greg Maddux. He faced 20,421 batters during his career. Only 310 of those 20,000 saw a 3-0 count.
Huh. How many?
310. Do the math on that.
Gosh.
What's 20,000 divided by 3? What's the percentage on that?
Point three? Yeah.
All right, and there's a part two to this. This is amazing.
No, 0.15.
0.15?
Yeah.
Okay. So, 20,000 batters during his career, 310 saw a 3-0 count, 177 of those 310 were intentional walks. So, you wipe those off the board. That means his accuracy was even better. It's unbelievable. Those are some fun stats. All right, anyway, that's all I wanted to get into that. People are texting some in now.
Sorry, 0.00005%.
Wow.
0.00000. Yeah, crazy.
That's like the flu death rate right now.
Crazy. I did just look up some, these aren't necessarily stats, but there's some fun facts around sports.
Yes.
Kind of cherry pick the good ones. 54,250 tennis balls are used during the championships period at Wimbledon.
50,000?
54,250 are used in a two-week period.
Wow, that's a lot of balls.
The average lifespan of a Major League Baseball?
Three pitches.
Seven pitches.
Oh, is it?
Seven pitches.
Maybe that's why a game takes 4 hours.
Maybe.
You know, back in the day of Cy Young, you probably used the same ball the entire game, unless it was a home run.
There's only one facility to host a Super Bowl, World Series, and a Final Four. It's the no longer exists.
I was going
to
guess.
No longer exists.
No longer exists. Okay, so it was a World Series?
Super Bowl? Super Bowl, World Series, and a Final Four.
I'm stuck. What am I doing here? I don't know. Tell me.
The Metrodome, the Minneapolis Metrodome.
Oh, yeah.
World Series in 87, 91, yep. Final Four in 92 and 01, and hosted a Super Bowl in 92. It also hosted an All-Star game in 1995.
Wow. And long gone because the snow caved in the roof. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I guess. I got Moses Malone. Yeah, there you go.
I have some text coming in on these fun stats. Kegs and Eggs says Michigan has only beaten Ohio State once since YouTube went live on the internet. Wow. Let's see here. Yes, Red. Larry Fitzgerald's stat is about having more NFL tackles than drop passes. I think I stumbled, but I regrouped and I clarified, and I did have that correct. Dopey says if you took away all of Hank Aaron's 755 home runs, still has over 3,000 hits. That, and you know what?
That's awesome.
That's a great point because I still think you can make a strong argument that Hank Aaron is the best player that ever played. Not Babe Ruth, not anybody. I think it's Hank Aaron because of that. I mean, he had almost 4,000 hits in addition to the home runs. He had more doubles, I think, than anybody. I mean, and he hit for, I think he was a 300 hitter. He really was the greatest player, I think, of all time. Cheez-It says, I just watched this on it must have been replayed somewhere. I hate Christian Laettner. That was the 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Most points in the Final Four because he played all 4 years.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, never be done again.
And he was one of the greatest college basketball players of all time.
And I know it pains you to say that, but he was.
Even though I didn't see it.
Yeah. Red says every baseball game has 12,386,344 possible plays.
Whew.
If you break it down, every possible thing that could happen. Jack and Rootbeer with a more important note says, I'm at Publix. I just saw that Talamook makes ice cream sandwiches. Mind blown.
Oh,
are you aware of this?
Because that's your favorite. I was not aware of that. Not aware of that until just now.
Green Falcon says, what was that fielder stat again? They both had 19 career. No, they both had 319 career home runs, Prince and Cecil Fielder.
Oh, I just got a great list over here. We can come back and I can cherry pick some of the really good ones.
All right. These are more fun stats?
These are kind of fun. Yeah, so I'll just give you a taste of it. Jordan Spieth won $61,000 less at the Masters than Arnold Palmer won in his entire career.
Oh, I love stats like that.
That's wild.
All right, more fun stats. Plus, it is Bobby Bonilla Day because of his $5.9 million buyout like 20 years ago with the Mets. They've had to pay him $1.2 million every July 1st. It's the greatest retirement. And this is going to go on. He's 57. This is going to go on until he's like 72. It's the greatest retirement plan in the history of sports. So we'll have all that for you. Also, if you missed the show, any of it today, be sure to go back and listen to it with Sheeman Shepherd on demand. It's available at the 99.3 ESPN app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sheeman Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard straight up on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks, Chris. You are taking requests today. Although Chris had a question for me earlier today, because he's right. Paula Abdul was quite the thing as a pop star back in the day, long before American Idol. And now we see her keep coming up on these commercials as we're watching Premier League Soccer on NBC. And she's, as Chris says, slinging arthritis cream. Yeah, that does make me feel old. That does. We had, I thought something very fun going into the break. I just stumbled across it. Peter Burns from the SEC Network and ESPN, who's a friend of this program, he was filling in on ESPN today, and he tweeted out, what is the one stat you always see, kind of random, that just blows you away every time you see it? And I read off a couple, excuse me, before the break, and I just stumbled across some more that blow me away, just about three or four. And we've talked about this one on the show before. One guy tweeting into him, how about touchdown passes to first-round draft picks? And it's a list of all the greatest quarterbacks. And then there's Aaron Rodgers with one touchdown pass to a first-round draft pick. We've discussed that before. Here's another one. It's a line for Tony Snell. Chris, do you know off the top of your head who Tony Snell is?
The basketball player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks. Here's his line from February 2017 versus the Jazz.
Oh, I've seen it.
He played 28 minutes.
And he didn't record a single stat.
0 points, zero yeah. rebounds, zero assists, zero blocks, and zero steals. 28 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. I'll turn this into a quiz. Just a one question. Chris, Jerry Rice had 93 receptions at the age of 40.
I know this.
Who had the second most receptions after the age of 40?
There are two players who are tied.
You know this, huh?
And I believe that they're both tied with two receptions, or is it one?
One
each. Reception each. It's Brett Favre and it's Tom Brady.
It is.
Yeah.
So we've never had a receiver over 40 in the NFL?
Catch a pass? No. Well, Jerry Rice, who did it 97 times.
Jerry Rice.
But yeah, other than that, no.
Find that amazing. Somebody else said Andre the Giant once drank 119 beers in one sitting. Is that possible?
Is that true?
Wow. That's
all right, I got some of my own over here, all right?
Okay, all right.
About, could be a list, but I don't really want to get it loaded.
That's all right.
All right, I'll just start running through them. If Michael Phelps were a country, he'd rank 35th on the all-time Olympic gold medal list ahead of 97 nations.
Wow. Because we said this the other day. He's got like 23 golds.
He's got a lot. I don't know what the number
yeah.
is.
Wow.
Six of Tim Tebow's seven wins with the Broncos in 2011 were come from behind victories.
Say that again.
Six of the seven wins Tim Tebow had while quarterbacking the Broncos in 2011
yeah.
were come from behind victories.
That sounds right. You know, we met Tim Tebow 3 years ago today. We went down at when he was.
Yeah. Miguel Cabrera is the only active player in the top 50 of MLB's career batting average.
Only active in the top 50.
Yep, he's number 48 at 321.
Nobody hits for average anymore.
Nope. All right, got a couple of golf ones. In the 70s, 10-year window.
Yeah.
Jack played in 40 majors.
Right.
All 40. He came in the top 10 in 35 of the 40 majors.
Whoa. That's bringing it.
That's bringing it, right?
That's pretty good.
Well, Tiger also brought it. He made 142 straight cuts. He beat Jack Nicklaus's record by 37 and is leading the next best active player by 100 or more cuts.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Sammy Sosa has three of the 860 home run seasons in MLB history.
Three of the eights. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Wow.
This one shocked me. Bill Buckner has more hits than Ted Williams.
That does shock me.
Bill Buckner has more career hits than Ted Williams.
Now, Ted Williams lost a lot of his career to the war.
He was in the service, yeah.
Was it Korean or was it World War II?
World War II, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his prime, by the way.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Only 10 other quarterbacks in NFL history have thrown half as many touchdown passes as Peyton Manning.
Say that. I got to wrap my head around that again. Say that one more time.
Only 10 other quarterbacks
yes.
in NFL history
yeah.
have thrown for half as many touchdown passes as Peyton Manning.
Wow. So he's you up cut, there, and you, then he's really
you
up
cut
there.
Peyton Manning's career career touchdowns in half.
Yeah.
He's number 11 on the career touchdown list.
That's pretty good.
I guess then he'd be off. He'd be number 10.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Cleveland Browns are the only team to neither play in nor host a Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
Just got to make you feel better there.
Who wants to go to Cleveland?
We'll go one Olympic, and I got two college hoops ones. The men's long jump world record has been broken once since 1969.
Was it Carl Lewis or somebody?
I'm not sure. I don't know who it was. But in 50 years, the world's long jump record for men has been broken just once.
By the way, I think today's Carl Lewis's birthday.
Oh, great singer.
Yeah. No,
not really.
Not really.
All right, and a couple of college basketball ones. There have only been three men to win the NCAA title as a coach and a player.
Three men, coach and a player. Bob Knight's one of them.
Bob Knight is one of them.
He was like the sixth man at Ohio State as a player in 61, I think it was. Coach and player.
You should get one. I'd never heard of the other guy.
I don't think Coach K won one when he was a because he was no he's
he
at West
not.
Point.
No,
yeah, that didn't happen.
No.
Not still active.
No.
None of
I know one passed away. I think they're both passed away, but I don't know. I don't know Joe B. Hall.
Oh, Kentucky.
Okay, I didn't know that. So
okay,
he's one.
He was like the real deal for Kentucky for back in the day.
There you go. Then the other one.
Is this the one I'm supposed to know?
Yes.
Oh.
Not supposed to, but you could get it if you really sat down and thought about it.
Interesting how two of the three, one's a Kentucky coach, one's an Indiana coach.
Okay, what's the other school you're not putting in there?
UCLA?
Not UCLA, other side of the country. My favorite basketball team.
North Carolina.
Bingo.
All right, player and coach. Let me go into the weeds here because I'm not thinking obviously here.
I don't think he won his title as a player at North Carolina. I believe it was at Kansas. Dean Smith.
Oh.
Dean Smith.
Dean Smith, Joby Hall, and Bob Knight. Yep. That's a list.
That's a list.
That's like 3,000 wins right there as a coach.
And then there are only two states to never send a school to the NCAA tournament.
States. Okay, I think we've done this before on one of Pete's lists.
I would have
years
gotten
ago.
One. I wouldn't have gotten the other.
I automatically go Dakotas.
Nope. No. Both Dakota schools have been in.
They have?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never.
Go corners of the country.
Maine?
Yep.
And I don't know.
Alaska.
Oh,
Maine and
way
Alaska.
Out there. Okay.
And then the average golf ball has 336 dimples,
which I find unbelievable.
It seems like it's not that many.
Like I sat here one day and tried to count them, and then I got bored because that's a lot. Somebody texted in that they say it takes 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with footballs for one season. Is that Dopey checking in with that one? I like that. Red with a very important question. This came about 7 minutes ago. Chris, are we getting Miley Cyrus at 5 o'clock tomorrow since Friday is an off day for most of us?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Because you've not done this in the past. You've stuck to Friday. All right.
Oh, I got a few more. I got a few more. These are good.
All right, hit me.
Starting in 1990, Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls never had a three-game losing streak for 8 years.
Was that brought up on
Last Dance? Not that I know of. It might have been, but I didn't see that.
It's an amazing stat.
And from 1918 to 1949, the Philadelphia Phillies had one winning season.
That's a long stretch.
That's a long stretch.
Wow. So what was the first year of that?
1918 to 1949.
You know, that Philadelphia media, 1918, I mean, talk radio was a bear. When did radio become like a thing? Like, not for another 15
No, 1918
years?
Radio was a thing.
Not like a common thing, was it?
I mean, I
know
we had
the fireside chats in the 40s with FDR. By that time, everybody had a radio in their house. Huh. Very good. Those are fun facts. A lot of fun facts today. Let's see here. Coming up in a minute.
Here we go. Barry Switzer has a better NFL playoff winning percentage than Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, Joe Gibbs, Jimmy Johnson, and Chuck Knoll.
Wow. Impressive. Barry Switzer, I know he won the one with the Cowboys, and that was Troy Aikman's third and final Super Bowl. Was he there for 2 years?
Who?
Barry Switzer. He was like, it wasn't a one and done, but I think he was there for a couple of years. And then they went through a whole spiel, like, you know, the Dave Campos and all that kind. But they broke it up by then after they got their third chip.
And Lee Corso and Burt Reynolds were roommates at Florida State.
I think I knew that.
Did you?
I'd forgotten it, but I think
they were there.
Yeah. I saw somebody earlier today. We were toying around with doing a conversation because Golic and Wingo said, now that's the halftime of 2020, the most horrible year ever, who would you want to give you your pep talk for the rest of the year, to make it through the next 6 months of this year, whether it be a coach or a player?
We're not going like historical figure, are we?
Well, you mean like the Newt Rockne type, or you mean now?
No, like FDR.
Oh. I thought we were going, did they go sports?
Well, I would prefer to keep it to sports.
But this is a worldwide thing outside of sports. I mean, if there were a, let's just say hypothetically, if Donald Trump moved you, would you want him for a pep talk right now? Or would you want Joe Biden to lift your spirits?
I don't want either of them giving the speech.
I'm just throwing it out there to be equal. I don't know. Somebody, I teased this earlier, and somebody suggested Lou Holtz just to get you to do your Lou Holtz impression because it is pretty spot on. But I don't think we should do it today.
It does morph into Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
In all seriousness, Mrs. Holtz passed away today of
cancer. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's terrible news.
I was going to jump in before you did it. Yeah, we don't need to do it. But anyway, but Lou Holtz, a great public speaker. Who would you? So have you given this any thought? Who would you have as your pep talk guy?
I don't know. Like,
I mean, your boy Saban's not that energetic.
No, like, my mind immediately went to, okay, well, what coach have I seen give a halftime speech and see there be a clear turnaround?
Yeah.
And I go to the Patriots and Bill Belichick. But I don't feel like the 28-3 thing was because of a halftime speech.
No.
That was just because the Falcons didn't understand that running the ball kept the clock moving.
Right.
And Matt Ryan can't take a sack right there.
Right, exactly. They were giving it to him.
So I don't know. I mean, who would – like, I think Dabo would give a great pregame speech.
That's a great
like, Dabo
suggestion.
Dabo seems like he's the type of coach that can really get the boys fired up.
Dabo would be good. When I first heard this question, I thought, well, do I want a Phil Jackson type because he's all zen and maybe he'd have, like, a creative angle to inspire you? But then I thought, probably not.
No.
Probably not. I need volume. See, Phil seems like he'd be kind of low key. I need somebody with some volume and some enthusiasm, and make me want to run through a wall and you know, kick 2020's ass. And I'm trying to think now. Who now? Dabo is a great suggestion.
If we're gonna go players, we've had a couple people text in Ray Lewis. He'll get you jacked up.
Ray Lewis is good. He will get you fired up. There's no doubt about it.
You know, currently, I think Drew Brees gives a pretty good pregame speech.
Yeah, it seems like he does.
A lot better than Jameis Winston. That, you know, that's something that Jameis can learn backing up Drew Brees, is how to give the proper pregame speech.
Yeah, E to W is not working. Costanza texting in, Bobby Knight, go Hoosiers. There'd be a lot of F-bombs in there. I don't know if that would fire you up or if that would make you cower and shrink and wet your pants.
Yeah, I wouldn't rise to that challenge, Bob Knight. That would just be that you're instilling fear at that point.
You and I, we need to be coddled and boosted up, not torn down to the bottom of our soul and scared I don't think I would be able to play for Coach Knight.
Tim Tebow, I'm sure he'd give a very great faith-based one.
That's who I wrote down. I wrote down a Tim Tebow. Because, you know, it would be positive. It would be all-encompassing, like you said, faith. And he plus he's a winner on the field. And, you know, he's a guy that doesn't quit. I mean, the football thing, he did that as long as he could. Then
quit
now
football.
He's doing the baseball. Well, football quit him, Chris.
No, he quit football. He quit football to go play baseball. Yeah. He quit.
Well, I'm not going to count him as a quitter.
Well, you don't have to do it. I mean, I'll let the facts speak for themselves.
And
here.
He still keeps going out there and giving it the old college effort there with the Mets organization. He's 32 now. At what point do you, you know, just become a broadcaster? Because he's on the SEC network, right? That's his game.
Yeah, he does that during the fall. And I think he could be a pretty good analyst for ESPN.
Yeah.
He could bounce back and forth between NFL and pro, or college and pro.
Yeah.
I think he'd be better in college, but.
You know, and the way ESPN works everybody over there, he could hang around and do MLB Tonight as well, because he knows baseball.
That'd be funny. You put him.
Yeah. Somebody suggested John Gruden. Bill Cowher. Let's see who else we got.
Ooh, we got a couple.
Mike Tomlin.
Got a couple of President Whitaker. Or no, Whitmore from Independence Day.
Oh,
Bill Pullman.
Well, you were pretty pumped about that.
It is one of the greatest speeches in cinematic history. One of. Not the greatest, but one of.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Again, I was 20 minutes into the movie before I realized I wasn't watching Men in Black.
Should we win the day? The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but a day that the world stood up in one voice. We will not go quietly into the night.
No.
We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
You have a lot of this
today
memorized.
Is our Independence Day. Let's go kill some aliens. Get you jacked up.
I'm shocked at how much of that you have memorized.
I got the whole thing. I mean, I can start from the beginning if we want, but I figured it'd take a little bit too much time, so I just hit the high notes.
That's
right there.
That's pretty good. You know, my son can quote you every line from B-Movie.
From B-Movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld voices a bee.
I know.
somebody texted Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
It would be weird.
It'd be this very...
Like some of it wouldn't make sense as he goes from point A to point B.
It'd almost be a whisper, right? You know? All right, guys, now here's what we got to do.
Yeah.
We're going to turn around. We're going to go out there and we're going to say not today.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. A lot of TVs.
Oh, those are fun. Oh, look at the clock. How about that?
Oh, we're late.
How about that?
Scroll. Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday speech. We were talking about that the other day.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great. I don't have it memorized, but that's a great one. No.
Herm Edwards. He probably. Yes, I think somebody suggested him.
Well, he's given some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know that.
Yep. Bob Costas. Shoeless checking in with that.
I don't really. No.
No.
That's the first bad one.
Yeah. Bleeding Ear says Dicka. Mike Dicka, heck yeah. Jimmy Johnson, how about them Cowboys? Lawrence Taylor, would he be a great Michael Irvin? No, Cocoa Puffs, you're not blocked. You said, I just realized I'm blocked. No, you're not blocked, Cocoa Puffs.
Can't respond to every text. I think 20-year-old fake Flass texted in today that he's asking if he were if you're blocked and you text in, am I blocked? We can't see you, so we don't know.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Jim Valvano. Let's see, I had just passed another. Michael Irvin, I think I mentioned him. See, Soup, this crossed my mind. Frank Caliendo. Have him do the voices.
He could just channel everybody.
Also suggested Morgan Freeman, which might be really good. Herb Brooks, another Morgan Freeman, another Al Pacino, Captain America.
Oh, I think that you've got to throw Newt Rockne in there. One for the Gipper. That's
sure.
Always, you know.
Yes. Jack Nicholson, Newman the Mailman, checking in with that. Okay. Denzel, got a couple Denzels. Tom Hanks.
Chris Farley.
Norman Dale from Hoosiers, as long as he's not making out with that chick.
By the way, you know how many lines Jimmy has in the whole movie Hoosiers?
Jimmy Chitwood?
Yeah.
Boy. Okay. Well, I guess it's single digits. What is it?
Four.
Four?
He has four lines in the whole
and
movie.
And that includes the ones at the end where he said, Coach, give me the ball. I can make it.
Four. I wonder what that audition was like. Walk in the door. Yeah, you look like a Jimmy.
But for that audition, you may have also had to have some hoop skills first, acting secondary.
At least the appearance that you
have.
You
gotta be able to
hoop
have
skills.
A normal looking follower.
Yeah, like Zac Efron in
High School Musical. We sit there dribbling the ball in the dance scenes. I said, in fact, that was we were watching that the other month, and I said to my wife, "That guy's never touched a basketball before this movie was shot." They didn't believe me. All right, today is Bobby Bonilla Day, the former outfielder for the Mets. He's paid $1.143 million every July 1st through 2035. That was for a $5.9 million buyout. How many years ago? Back in like 2000? So he turned $6 million into like $35 million or something like that. By the way, the Chiefs are scheduled to pay Patrick Mahomes a base salary of $825,000 this year, just by comparison. Bobby Bonilla makes more than Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the major leagues this year. So we're going to do contract trivia for Wikipedia. Pete had to step out today, not feeling well. So I will play whoever. Now, I think this is going to be – I'm going to handicap this as a hard topic. It's going to be contracts trivia. If you like think you'll have no clue, sit this one out a little bit because it can really get bogged down. Have a little bit of clue about contracts and sports. And look, I'm not predicting I'm going to get many right here either. But if we're both getting them all wrong, it's going to be difficult.
Timely.
And time consuming. And we're late now.
Not timely, yeah.
So right. Caller number 9, free pizza for Papa John's Pizza at any Southwest Florida Papa John's. Caller number 9, Wikipedia. Take me on now, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Caller number 9 was Brad in Fort Myers, and Pete had to leave, so you're going to take on me. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Ready for the weekend.
Good. Any big plans? I mean, 4th of July is kind of canceled everywhere. What you going to do?
I'm flying to Wisconsin to see my grandkids.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it and be safe. All right. We're going to do some contract quiz questions here because Bobby Bonilla is contracted. His big payoff, he gets $1 million every July 1st, so it's Bobby Bonilla Day. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Chris, I have not seen the questions yet, so go ahead, fire away. We'll see how we do.
All right, first question goes to Brad. Who is the highest paid player in Major League Baseball currently?
Mike Trout.
All right, one for the good guys.
Although
way
today,
to go.
Today it may be Bobby Bonilla.
Well, and yeah, annual per, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I don't want to be a stickler. I don't want to bog it down. All right.
All right, Craig, question number 2. Who signed the first $1 million per season contract in North American sports history?
North American sports history?
Yes. Just wanted to clear up in case somebody threw a European soccer player out there that I didn't know of.
I'm going to guess Mike Schmidt, but I don't know. Who is it?
Wrong. Okay, well.
I forgot how we
Brad
play here.
Brad can steal. All right, Brad. Who signed the first $1 million per season contract in North American sports history?
Oh, boy. I have no clue. I'll say Roger Clemens.
No. All right.
So Nolan Ryan.
Oh.
You're on the right lines there. You know,
all right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's all right, Brad. You still got a 1-0 lead on Craig. Your second question. Who was the last number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft before the introduction of the rookie wage scale?
Number 1 in the NFL?
Number 1 draft pick in the NFL before the rookie wage scale.
Since he's in the news now, I'll say Cam Newton.
Good guess.
Sam Bradford.
That is the answer. All right, that's all right. Craig, your second question. prior to A-Rod's $252 million contract, who had the largest contract in MLB history?
Ooh. Here's what I remember about A-Rod's $250 million contract. It was about $60 million higher than the next guy, I thought, if I remember correctly. And I never understood why it was so much higher. Question is, though, I don't have a clue who it was. I don't have a clue. You know what? I'll take. I'm whiffing. I'm totally drawing a blank here. Miguel Cabrera's was later. Damn, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass. And I'll see if Brad has a chance to steal from me here. Sorry, I failed.
All right, Brad, question goes to you. Prior to A-Rod's $252 million contract, who had the largest contract in MLB history?
I'll go Ken Griffey Jr.
Good guess. He had it for a minute.
I was going to guess him, but then I thought Mariners, and I thought, yeah, because that's where A-Rod was. Yep. There's no way they're piling
so
all that money on.
This guy actually signed his contract 2 days prior to A-Rod signing his contract. It was Mike Hampton.
No way.
Signed a 8-year, $123 million deal with the Rockies, I believe, 2 days before A-Rod signed his deal with the Rangers.
That's a good question. All right. We whiffed there.
All right. Brad, to take a 2-0 lead, what NBA player signed a 5-year, $18 million contract extension with the Chicago Bulls in 1991?
91, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, good one.
Well done. All right. 2-0 lead. Craig, question to you.
Yes.
What Western Conference NBA player was the highest paid player in the NBA this season, making over $40 million?
This season?
This season.
40 mil. I would guess Steph Curry. Oh, one for the Craig man.
Good job. All right. Brad, to close it out. Who signed Major League Baseball's first $300 million contract?
First $300 million. I'll stay with Mike Trout.
Not.
I guess Manny Machado. No.
The Miami Marlins signed Giancarlo Stanton to a $300 million contract.
That's before Gita.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Craig, how long was Steve Young's $36 million contract with the USFL's LA Express for?
36 mil?
36 mil.
3 years.
Brad, you care to guess?
I'm not doing well.
I'll say 5.
He's actually still getting paid.
Oh, my.
It was a 43-year contract.
36 mil for 43 years? That's a horrible rate.
Yes. 36 mil for 43 years.
Which team was that?
It was with the LA Express.
That's right. Who's still paying him?
All right. So,
Great question.
Similar contract. All right. What MLB player signed the first $100 million contract?
$100 million. Roger Clemens again.
What sport did you say?
MLB.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Craig, you care to take a guess?
First 100 mil?
First 100 mil.
No, I can't. I'm blanking on the time periods here.
Kevin Brown.
I would never have gotten.
Kevin Brown in 1998.
Going every fifth day.
Yep, in 1998. And, all right, so Craig, you can tie it.
Yeah, mercifully. Yes.
What player do the Braves pay $1.12 million to every year from 1991 to 2021? They have their own Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, and I just read this, and I can't. They're not still paying like Chipper Jones or somebody, are they? I don't know.
Brad, what player do the Braves pay $1.12 million every year from 1991 to 2021?
David Justice.
Oh, good guess.
That would be Bruce Sutter.
Nobody would have got Bruce Stutter. Nobody would have got Bruce Stutter.
Very obscure.
All right, Brad. Well, you still get the prize. Thanks for playing, bud.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
All right, appreciate it.
Wow. Those were hard. I thought they'd
they
be
hard. They were
hard,
but they were good. I like it on this day. Did we go through all of them?
Yeah, we went through 10.
Wow.
I haven't put an extra 2 in there.
All right, I'm going to take a break now so that we're not record late at 5:04. It's almost 5:04.
Ooh, West Ham, the Bubbles beat Chelsea 3-2. How about that, Blues?
They got the
take
Bubbles
that.
Out. There you
take
go.
Take that, Blues. You ruined my parlay, you stupid
parlay. Oh. Hot take, 5 o'clock hour coming up. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.